Park City Public Utilities Director Clint McAfee says residents are doing really well with conserving water, even with last summer's hot, dry conditions. He says since 2000, there's been a 42% decrease in residential consumption. There have been several reasons, McAfee says, for the cost increases over the past 10 or 15 years.
You know, starting in 2000s, it was water supply. Maybe even before that, you know, we were drilling wells. We were building the import line from Rockport. And now we're really transitioning more into water quality with rebuilding one of our treatment plants, upgrading Quinn's, and outfitting one of our wells with filtration. And then the third is just asset management. You know, we've got old infrastructure in the ground as well as new infrastructure.
So far, November and December have been drier than normal, but the heavy snowpack from last year carries over. He's not worried about a water shortage, even with the resorts making snow.
Two resorts taking water for snowmaking, and that's easy to stop if we have an upset with one of our wells or a treatment plant.
The city has used the Judge Tunnel water source for about 100 years. Currently, the water from there runs into the creek by City Park and then into the creek along the rail trail. Antimony levels from the Judge source are borderline high, he says, so the water has not been used by the city since 2013.
It's been discharging directly into Empire Creek, which feeds Silver Creek. So that's unusual. You know, for 100 years, we were using it as a domestic source for the city. And starting in about 2023, we will redivert that water back into the drinking water system, and Empire Creek will return to its ephemeral state.
The Spiro treatment plant, located on the municipal golf course, will be demolished in the next couple of years. Since the new facility will be larger, there will be changes made to the city golf course.
The current plan is end of 2019 or early 2020, we will demolish that entire site, reconstruct a new Three Kings water treatment plant in its place, and that'll take up the entire footprint of that site. So we are shooting for planning commission submittal with schematic design mid-18. And so we're going to be looking at likely replatting a significant portion of the golf course, the back nine, for not only the treatment plant, but for the golf course itself and a new golf maintenance building.
They don't plan to shrink greens or fairways, even with a couple of years of construction impacts. The two wells at the Creekside Treatment Facility in Park Meadows are undergoing upgrades, which will be completed this year.
And so we had ultraviolet light disinfection at that location, but kind of a combination of the state changing their rules and a couple other things, we also needed to add filtration. So we're taking the opportunity to do that and upgrade the two buildings that were currently on site. Facility should be operating soon.
Original projections put the costs of all the water projects in the $70 to $80 million range. McAfee says the capital outlay is proving to be much less.
Quinn's, we spent about $4 million upgrading that this last year. And again, that was to address seasonal water quality upsets and also to add capacity for when we tear Spiro down for 2 years. Park Meadows well is about the same, about $4 million. You know, combine those two wells together and add filtration. Three Kings, we don't know what it's going to cost yet. We are estimating right around 40, so it's much less than the 80 or 70 before.
A new public utilities building is in the design phase, and the planning department should approve it in February. However, construction won't begin until funding is available. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.